Okay, good morning, Masechet Kritot Daf Zayin. I just want to quickly go over Daf Vav Amud Bet. Right at the bottom, we ran off yesterday, and in the end, we finished very quickly. Machloket Rabbi Yehuda Meir. So the Machloket Rabbi Yehuda Meir over here, right, about putting on the shemen and the zara, etc., of using the shemen. So the Gemara says like this: Amar Yosef, my pligi Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. I'm on the third last lines of the Gemara there. What was it, Machloket? Said like this, Gabi Melachim and Kohanim, with regards to Melachim and Kohanim, kings and Kohanim Gedolim, who've already been anointed. That was very important, right? I think I missed that out yesterday. Talking here about kings and who've already been anointed. So Rabbi Meir Savar, Vashay Temi Menu, Alzar Kati. Rabbi Meir says it's written about Alzar. Umelech Vekohen Hashta. Now, what's now? That they've already been anointed, right? Now that they've already been anointed, they are Zarim. Why? Because before they became anointed, so they were Ra'ui to the Meshicha. Right? They were supposed to be anointed before they became anointed. But once they've anointed, they've already been anointed. You can't be anointed twice. So once you've already been anointed, to anoint again with the Shemen is like as if you were a Zarim, you're Asur. You with me? That's now, I don't think I explained that properly enough yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Ba'inan Adde Ikazar Mitchnato Atzvat Sofo. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, why aren't they chayiv if they do anything with that oil again? Because in order to be chayiv, you have to be a zariah always, from the beginning till the end. Umelech mekohen meikara lav zarim. At the outset, they weren't zarim. Why weren't they zarim at the outset? Because they were entitled to the Meshicha before they were anointed. So before they were anointed, they weren't considered zarim regarding the anointment. They were the right people. Now they've been anointed, they are Zarim. Rabbi Meir says, if you're a Zar now, you are Chayev. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you've got to be a Zar always. Oh, it's somebody like me, who never had a chance to become anointed. I could never be a Kohen Gadol, I could never be a king. Right? If I was anointed, right, to be a Zar me from the beginning till the end. But a king, he wasn't a Zar from the beginning till the end. You got it? I don't think I explained that nicely enough yesterday. The reason why it suddenly dawned on me, because he said like this. And then the Gemara carries on and says, okay, so now trying to understand what Azul Tamayu was, I figured that. Okay, so now he says, and their machloket, basically they consistent with their machloket, ditznan, the Bach changed it not from ditznan to ditznan. And now we start our Amud. Bat Kohen Shenisait Lishel. So we've got the same idea. Remember the concept, the paradigm is, are you always Asur, or are you changing status? Was it Mutar for you now became Asur? So he says, Bat Kohen Shenisait Lishel. Okay, va'achle betruma. So now a woman whose father was a Kohen, she's born to a Kohen, and she marries a Yisrael. So now while she's living with her father, she could eat truma, right? She's a bat Kohen. She marries a Yisrael, she won't eat Kohen truma anymore. But, bit of background, we all know this. If God forbid, let's say they get divorced, and she hasn't got children, or he dies, right? She goes back to her father, she eats truma. She goes back to her previous status, right? She carries it in truma. So in other words, we've got a case of here of a bat Kohen who was mutar to eat truma at one stage. She's now asur to eat truma, but she could become mutar to eat truma again. So she's like a meikara, she's not a zar always. I mean, Mary would say a zar is a zar is a zar. Once you were allowed to eat truma, now you don't eat truma anymore, you're a zar to truma.
Can't she eat truma when she goes back to father's house when she's still married?
Definitely not. Like you, like an Ashkenazi who goes to his father-in-law and eats rice on Pesach. No. You mean like Ashkenazi? Yeah, it goes back to her father's house. He's right about this. Correct that one. No, you can't. Right? But look what the Bible says here. What the Mishnah says. A little bit different. So, but Kohen, she said Israel. Va'achle betruma, meshalemet et hakeren. She has to pay the keren. In other words, if she took from the Kohen, she's got to repay the value of what she ate. But ve'ena meshalemet et hachomesh. She doesn't pay chomesh. There's no fine to her. She doesn't pay the extra 25%. Umitata b'shayfa. Now we know that a bat kohen shezinta, a bat kohen who had a kazona, she's chayv shayfa, right? Normally, right? If she was married, look at Rashi. She said Yisrael v'adam shnei chomesh de lo zarehi. See that she's not a zara. Why doesn't she pay the chomesh? She's not a complete zara. She ought to eat the truma, so she's going to pay it back. But the punishment to treat her like a normal Yisrael doesn't work because she's got a bit of kahuna in her. She wasn't considered a chalelet. Her kahuna is not psula. Why? She'im yamut bala v'tinaseh le kohen ochelet. This woman can marry a kohen again if her husband dies. She's and he a kohen can marry an almana. She can't marry a grusha. So she can go. She's not psula to kohuna, this woman. Oh, another example. Im zera einla. She hasn't got a child. This is the example that I gave. Hadrina truma. She hasn't got a child and her husband dies. She goes back to her father's house and eats truma. So we see she's not completely a zara to truma. Right? So therefore, she's mishala and the keren, but not the chomesh. And her mitatab the shefet. She's still treated like a bat coin if she's a zona. Right? Even though she's married. Niseitla echad mina psulin. Ah, now she marries somebody that's pasul. She wasn't allowed to marry. Right? Meshalemet keren v'chomesh. Now she's a chalelet. Now she's no longer got any elements of kun left. She's gone. Now she pays the chomesh as well if she ate truma. And now if she was a zona, she had relations while she was married, she's mitata b'chenek. Like a normal woman, not like a kahuna, not like a kohen gadol anymore. So she hasn't got that luxury anymore of shreifa. Now has to get chenek, right? Okay. So no Rashi will meet the tabe chenek. Rabbi Meir letame, and yes, says Rashi, Rabbi Meir letame, the afa gav de meikara lav zarehi hashta miha zara havya. That's why Meir Rabbi says, why is it meet the tabe chenek? Because she might not have been a zara once, but now she's a zara, right? So it seems like this is Rabbi Meir, this brighter here is this mishnah here is like Rabbi Meir. Actually, says the Gemara says, sorry, divrei Rabbi Meir. The chachamim omrim, the chachamim say no. Achat zo, v'achat zo, meshalem el hakeren, elam shalem el hachomesh, u'mitav et shayfa. Exactly like Rabbi Yehuda, chachamim here Rabbi Yehuda. I think Rashi actually says there, look at Rashi there, v'chachamim, hainu Rabbi Yehuda bar plukta. So we got exactly the same machlok to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir with regards to a bat kohen, that Rabbi Meir says, once you're no longer a bat kohen, done. The chachamim say no. You're always a bat kohen because you need to have from the beginning till the end. And this woman was a bat kohen. She remains elements of bat kohuna. So even if she married a chalel, a psul as a mera, she has elements of bat kohuna, and therefore her mit is like a bat kohen, and she wouldn't pay chomesh like a bat kohen. Okay, I'm Rav Yosef. Right, now verses like this. Machloket benetinat shemen hamishcha. This machlok we spoke about there with regard to Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Amud, that is with regard to putting on the Shemen HaMishcha. Ubeshinuyeh deshaninan. Right? And the answer that we gave, the answer we look at Rashi, in the time of Rabbi Meir, Mishum de itkash lesicha. Right? The answer he gave there, right? Mishum deshaninan. We've got Sicha and Meshicha, and therefore the story is about Natina de Alma. When it comes to Natina de Alma, right? In other words, not, for example, the Shemen HaMishcha, which was unique because of the Sicha, and therefore the measure. Remember, we had there, we asked, what was the Machlok? We had the Machlok there. We had Uman, we had even Rabbi Yehuda said, how much do you have to give in order to be Chayev? V'kama v'yisach v'yichayev, v'mer v'mer kol shuhu, v'mer v'mer kazayit, right? So V'mer over there said, kol shuhu, any little amount, and Rabbi Yehuda said, a kazayit, aval netina ba'alma. But Netina ba'am with other isurim of Netina, for example, Rashi says, Yakagon, lo yitna lea levona de minchat chote. Right? If you got a minchat chote, it says, you remember, if we bring a minchat chote, it comes from barley, not from flour. Do you remember that? The sinner's mincha is like the poorest mincha. It's from poor barley, and you don't put levona. There's nothing rich about it. Remember, I don't think you put even shemen. And there, if you'd put levona, for example, even Rabbi Meir would agree that the issue is kazayit. In other words, here he's machmir, that it's on koshu, any amount, the smallest amount, but under normal circumstances, normal netina, you asur, you chayev, only when you went so far as to do kazayit. Now, Gemara says, Gufa. Tani kamet, Rabbi Lazar. Now, this is a Gemara we learned yesterday. We said, look, it's kol, sheyeshno besach. Remember, it was one of the answers. We had a few answers, and we said, ve'im itayma, what was the reason there? Ve'i bayit ayma, so not ve'i itayma. If you go back quickly, you look on yesterday's Amud, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom. So we had over there, we had about if it was, where that goy weren't called Anashim, remember? They weren't called Adam. It was said, V'ibad Amud, there's another reason. Because why aren't goyim chayim in Sicha? We said first because they weren't called Adam. And we got the whole answer of Ninveh and all those places. Then we said, no, V'ibad Amud, Kediktani Tana Kamed Rabbi Elazar. Why aren't goyim chayev? Because goyim haven't got a mitzvah of nisuch to begin with, of sicha. So he hasn't got a mitzvah of sicha. He hasn't got an issur of lo tisuch, right? Of lo yasech. So this is that answer. This is the gemara we're speaking about. Tana kame drabi lazar. Kol sheyesh lo besach, yesh lo bebal yisach. The kol sheyesh lo besach, en bebal yisach. That's why. So now Amalei. So now Rabbi Lazar said to this Tana who taught in this brighter, Shapir kamata. That's great what you said. Now I'm explaining to you why. What's the reason? Lo yeyasech ketiv. The pasuk says lo yeyasech. If you look at the pasuk, it's written with two yudim. You see that? Lo yeyasech. Right? And the pasuk says al basar adam lo yisach. Sorry, lo yisach. Yud yud samecha chet. But kunto lo tasu kamo kol shelachem. So he says lo yisach. Why is it written with two yudim? He says ketiv vekari lei lo yasich. Take the yud, the second yud, which is redundant, because we say, read it, lo yisach. There's no dots even under that first second yud. Move it to the middle, and you've got lo yisach, lo yasich. So whoever has got the mitzvah of doing it hasn't got the isur. In other words, the mitzvah is to dafka to do it. Okay, so tani, clear that? Right? Tani Rav Chananya kameh derava. So Rav Chananya said in front of Rav, b'nai in a kohen gadol. Listen to this. A kohen gadol. After he was anointed, he took a bit of the oil, right, on his head. And he rubs it onto his body. He wants to get a bit of hana from the shemen, right? Minayin shuchayev. Yeah, this is gachayev. You can't get hana from the stuff. It's beilu. It's what it says of the shemen, right? Minayin shuchayev. So shenemar wazich al basar adam lo yisach. That's the passage just read now. Al basar adam lo yisach. You can't put it on your body. So I'm Rav Ashi. So Mashna. See how we got this Isur over here of the Kohen Gadol taking a bit of oil, putting it on his body. So Rav Ashi, Rav Acha says Rav Ashi. What's the difference between that over there and Mihai? And this part which we're going to learn now in a second. Netanya. Kohen Shesach B'Shemin Shel Truma. Right. So now notice we're not discussing now the Shemin HaMishcha. Now we're talking about Truma Shemin. Okay, now coins are only guys that eat truma, right? The question is a coin also the only person who's allowed to get hana'a from truma shemen? Or is it only Israel in achila and not Israel in hana'a? Right? So he says, what's over here? Here you've got a coin who takes this truma shemen, rubs it on his body, and then Ben Bito Yishal, his grandson, who in this room here can get excited about grandchildren. Okay, I've got a few of you, right? So you can appreciate this better than most of us. So now his grandson comes and mitagelbo rolls around him, cuddles up to him. I think that's the way to translate it, right? How do they translate it in English? They say he's a cuddle.
Rolls over.
Does that roll back? But I think the expression, he actually cuddles up with him, right? He's lying around on the ground or on the bed. He cuddles up with him. And now what's the concern? That a bit of this oil is going to rub off now from him onto his grandson. And his grandson, Rahman Litzlan, his daughter married a Yisrael. And the grandson not a kohen. So now, v'edo choshesh, how come they don't have to worry? So he says to him, this is Rav Ashi. So Amale, Rav Ashi says to him, what are you comparing with Hatam there with regard to the Shemen HaMishcha? It says, u'min ha-migdash lo yetzei. V'lo yechalel et mikdash Elohav, ki nezer shemen mishchat Elohav alav. No, that's the wrong pasuk. Sorry, that's the next pasuk. V'shamur mishmati. Sorry. V'shamur mishmati. V'lo yisu alav chayt umeituvo. Right? Why? Ki yechaleluhu. You mechale all the stuff, you chayv mita. But he says, umeituvo ki yechaluhu ketiv. But kevan dechalelei, ha'itchil. But this shemen was already lost its kedusha. Right, the truma shemen. Once it was on him, it was already mechulal. It's no longer holy shemen. So therefore, once it's mechulal, it's itchil, and therefore we got no worries about the kohen's grandson getting in hanar from it. Aval gabe shemen amishcha, the regards to shemen amishcha, that is mikdash lo yetzev, lo yichalel mikdash elohav, ki nezer shemen mishchat elohav alav. It's still called. See that? Elohav alav shemen mishcha kruya rachmana. The af agav de itay alav lo itchil. Shemen mishcha is always called shemen amishcha. As long as it never loses its name shemen amishcha. So it's got the kedusha of it. So therefore, yeah, you mechalel it by doing something wrong with it, you chayev mita. But if it's just truma, which was already hit, it lost its kedusha, No problem whatsoever. Now we haven't got a problem. Okay, Al-Elu Chavin Azul. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah. We're going to finish this Mishnah now. I think tomorrow we finish the Perek, actually. If I'm not mistaken, we already finished the Perek tomorrow. Am I right? Yes. So now if you look, we're at the end, almost at the end of the Mishnah on Bet Amud, I'm a bit towards the bottom. Mishnah says like this, Al-Elu Chayavin Zdonot Karet V'Ashkigato Chatat. Talking about all these things we learned up until now. Right, other than obviously Pesach and Mila, right? We chayev if you did them bezmezid karet and beshogeg you're going to become chatat. Valo hodash lemasham talui. And if you aren't aware, if you aren't certain, you're bringing Hashem talui, a depending offering. Chutz mina metame migdash ukdoshav. Other than a person who's metame the migdash, he goes into the Beit HaMikdash or eats or touches whatever, eats kochim metame. Mibnei shuv olav yored yirei meir. Right. Am I getting a bit too carried away here? Is that what we're up to? Is there more than that? Right. Chutz mi metame migdash ukdoshav. Right. That's fixed up. Right. Chutz mi metame migdash ukdoshav. Why? Mibnei shuv olav yored. Dear Rabbi Meir. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Ketani, we went to the Mishnah. Chutz mi metame migdash ukdoshav. So mimai mapiklei, why is that excluded? Because why is metame migdash uktoshav not included in the zadon karet and shogeg chatat? So he says hachiktai. This is how you learn the Mishnah. Chutz metame migdash uktoshav she'ein mevi asham talui. See that? Go back to the Mishnah. Mishnah is like this: al elu chayvin az no karet vashgot chatat v'al hodaa shlem asham talui. Chutz metame migdash uktoshav, because there you don't bring an Hashem Talui. What do you bring? Mibnei Shuva Olev Yored. So because it's an Olev Yored and it doesn't bring an Hashem Talui, you don't bring a, if that's what he's saying. Chutz metame migdash uktoshav, she'ein mevi Hashem Talui. Not to do with Mezid and Shogeg. You don't bring an Hashem Talui. That's what it's talking about. Look at Rashi. She'ein mevi. Where's the Rashi's there? She'ein mevi tov mishalui. She'ein Hashem Talui ba el al safek chatat kavua. And this is not a, and metame is not a chatat kavua. It's all over your head. Well, it depends on how rich the guy is. Right? So it varies. A chatat kavua means about how rich or poor you are, you bring the same animal. With metame migdash uktoshav, it's nasham talui. If it's not nasham talui, it's an all over your head. So all over your head is not a chatat, therefore you wouldn't bring an asham talui on a Olev Yored. Interesting, huh? That's a new halacha, I think, as far as we're concerned. That you don't bring Asham Talui on an Olev Yored. So if you aren't sure that you were Tameh when you went to the Beit HaMikdash, you don't bring an Asham Talui. Which is quite scary, because when we learned that the whole idea of an Asham Talui is that it protects you against the Isurin until you brought your Korban. So here on Metameh Kedushin Kedoshav, you haven't got anything to protect you. So I think actually the fact that you can't bring an Asham Talui is a Chumrah, if you think about it. It's not really a Kula, right? You think that it's a Kula, you can't bring a Korban. You don't bring a Korban. I think it's actually a Chumrah, because you've got nothing to protect you in the meantime. I don't know. I haven't looked up too much about that. If you see anything, let me know. All right. You understand what I'm saying? Right? All right. So the Gemara says like this, V'nitni nami chameit chutz mi mi shavar lav yom ha-kippurim. Why have you only, if you're talking there about these, why don't you also say, and also somebody, also chutz nitni nami, bring also who's excluded from bringing this korban? Mishavar lav yom kippurim, someone who yom kippur passed. Why? She'en mevi asham talui, because he wouldn't bring even him. He also wouldn't bring an asham talui. But if yom kippur passed and you had an aveira, even a chatat kavua, then say if yom kippur's already come, you don't have to bring an asham talui either. Why not? Because Yom Kippur was Bechaper for you. So I said a second ago, what's the idea of Hashem Talui? And Hashem Talui is to protect from the Surin. Ah, Yom Kippur came, was Bechaper. You don't need Hashem Talui anymore. She was Amesh Lakish Kikatani. Why don't we say that? Heiche de'itei lechatat v'rachmana patre. That only applies where there was a korban that you had to bring. And the Torah then said, you patur. But avar lav Yom HaKippurim, leitei lechatat. The kekapalei. But Yom Kippur, there's no chatat. You never had to bring a chatat even, because Yom Kippur was mechaper you. So we talk about a case where you would normally have had to bring a chatat, but now because it wasn't a chatat, it was an asham talui, you don't bring, it was an oleva yore, you don't bring an asham talui. But if Yom Kippur came in the way, you wouldn't bring a chatat, because the Rosh Lakish is basically saying that Yom Kippur is like your chatat. A bit difficult. I think I'm explaining pshat properly. But so look, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Amar matnit tamit was something else. Why don't isn't Yom Kippur in the way? He says, yeah, but matnitin b'miv'at. What does miv'at mean? You're a kicker. Basically, you're throwing Yom Kippur away. How did that translate miv'at in English?
Reject.
Someone who rejects, right. So you live out, right? So like you're kicking it away. You're rejecting Yom Kippur altogether, right? If you look at the pasuk there, sorry, not the pasuk. Look at Masor Hashas de Gimel. Says that he got a nusach change over there. The Ka'amar, the lo yitchaper lo Yom Kippur. Doesn't want Yom Kippur to be chaper him. I said, I want this Yom Kippur. Keep Yom Kippur away from me. I don't want Yom Kippur, right? Right, the I hadar bei bata Yom Kippurim. If the day after Yom Kippur he suddenly did tshuva, right, and he changed his mind, if he did change his mind after Yom Kippur, look at Rashi, the Gemara, sorry, the I batar lei Yom Kippur bai li ituye asham talui. He'd have to bring an asham talui because maybe now Yom Kippur didn't work for him. Maybe he's got a virus. He's bringing Hashem Talui. Fresh Lucky Sava. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Fresh Lucky Sava. Mivat Nami Chaper Alei Yom Kippur. Rashi says no. You can't decide that Yom Kippur is not going to help you. The Torah gave you Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is there with you, like it or not. Ube Plukta Omer. Ube Plukta Omer Loit Chaper Alei Chatati. He says the Machloket here is what's the Machloket? Rashi says no. Where's the Machloket? If a person says. The same machloket, sorry. The person says, I don't want my chatat to do kapara for me. A person brings a korban. He says, I don't want it to work. I'm going through the motions. I don't know, maybe his wife forced him and he takes the korban. Right? But he doesn't actually want to bring a korban. But he brings it, but he says, I don't want this korban to work. I don't believe in the korban. It doesn't work for me, but I'm doing it anyhow. Abaya amar en mechaperet. Abaya says it doesn't work for him. Rav amar mechaperet. Ha'eva heiched amar lo tikarev. But if he brings the korban and he says, I don't want this korban to be considered a korban. But if he brought the korban as a korban, he said, I'm happy to bring the korban. I don't want the kapara, Abaye and Rav say machloket. But if he brings the korban and he said, I don't want the korban to be considered a korban, just stama, an animal, the kule alma lo pligi, the lo mechaperet. Here, even here, Rav would tell us that it's not mechaper. Right? Why? Dichtiv yakrivoto lirtsono. It's similar to a divorce idea, right? Has to be a kap. You have to bring a korban litzoncha. So if you haven't got ratzon to bring the korban, it won't work. Kapara, you have to have ratzon for, according to Rava. But even Rava will agree that for kriva, you have to have kapara. So keep it. Where's the machloket? The amar tikarev lo techaper. Here we got a situation now, right? Because he says, I want the korban to be korban, I want kapara. Abaye amar en kapara en mechaperet. Amar techaper. Rava amar mechaperet. Okay. So kevan amar tikarev. But ever since he said tikarev. So now, no, sorry. So Rava says mechaperet. Why? Kanamatikarev kaparim elati. So Rava packages kapara with a kriva. You have to have ratzot for korban. If you want the korban, the kapara comes as a package deal. Okay, with it nonetheless. And Abaye says that ein mechaperet ta amar lo techaper. Rava says that doesn't work. You have korban comes v'hada by Rava now. So Rava originally was very makil. He said no mechaperet. Because since he had kriva, he kapara comes with it. And the Gemara says, v'hadar be Rava. Rava now backtracked. He's now prepared to agree with Abaya that it's not so pashut. Right? Kiritanya, we've got a brighter. Yachol yeh Yom HaKippurim mechaper al shavin v'al she'en shavin. Can Yom Kippur just mechaper for anybody? Whether you did tshuva or didn't do tshuva? So the Gemara says, v'dinhu. Look at Rashi there. What does it mean, v'dinhu? Shelo yechaper. Mina din, which say, lo yechaper, what's going on here? You don't do tshuva, why should Yom Kippur work for you? He says, v'din, right? Because look, it says, u'ma chatat v'asham mechaperin. Just like an asham and a chatat, does kapara, v'yom kippurim mechaper. So does Yom Kippur mechaper? And they consider there's a hekesh there, a binyan av, ben asham and chatat Yom Kippur. And now we know, ma chatat v'asham, ein mechaperin el alashavin. A kapara of your korban only works in the tshuva. If you make a prayer, mechaper in ala shavin. Maybe that's the assumption. He says, "No, not so simple. Ima Marta bechatat v'asham. With regard, if we now want to use asham v'chatat as our avtipus, new help me with the word. I always miss that word as our prototype, right? She'ein mechaprin al hamezid k'shogeg. Chatat only works for shogeg. Doesn't work for mezid, right? You can't be over a mezid and go bring a korban. You got to get malkot. You got to wear a mitta, whatever the case is, right? Korban only works for shogeg. So you're going to tell me that a mitta korban only works for shogeg. Tomar b'yom ha'kipurim shemechaper ala mezid keshogeg. So what are you going to tell me now? You're going to say, you know what? You'll keep it just like a, if you're going to tell me now, korban. So what, a korban works for anything? Korban is limited. Yom Kippur is for Mezid and Shogeg. For Mechaper and Mezid Keshogeg, Mechaper Shavim Roi Shavim. Maybe here Yom Kippur is better than a Korban. You got it? A Korban only works on Shogeg. Yom Kippur maybe can work on Mezid and Shogeg. So if you can work on Mezid and Shogeg, maybe you can also work on Shavim Velo Shavim. If you do Tshuva, then do Tshuva. Why not? It's no longer like a Korban. Ah, Talmud Lomar Ach. That's why the Pasuk says Ach. Look at the Pasuk there. Pasuk says, "Ach be'asol lacholish hashvi hazeh yom haKippurim hu mikra kolish shelachem v'nitem et nafshechem k'atem shel Hashem." Ach on the 10th day. The Ach over there comes to Chilek, right?
Is that the only reason? I remember other reasons for the word Ach.
We've seen Ach. I'm sure they're probably.
Can you only use it once?
You can Psachim. You can maybe in Psachim the Gemara they also in Psachim Hayamud Aleph. You can look it up quickly if you want. You know Aleph what the Ach therefore is. But you mean, is the word limited to only one limud? Maybe per Gemara, I don't know. All right. So achilek. Look at Rashi. Achilek. Yom HaKippurim l'shavim v'lo l'sha'en shavim. That's why we got the ach there. Because you might have thought this limud from the korbanot. So Gemara says, so ma shavim v'sha'en shavim. Okay, so now we know that Yom Kippur only works for shavim. So what is this shavim v'sha'en shavim? Right, look at Rashi. Ma shavim diktani ein mechapin el al shavim. It says only works for guys with tshuva. What does it mean, a shavim? Okay, but ilema shavim shogeg lo shavim meizid. If you want to tell me that shavim means shogeg and lo shavim means meizid, Yom Kippur only works for shogeg. Haketani lo. We already learned previously that shogeg and meizid are different to Yom Kippur. Right? That was the alimud we had previously about the korbanot. So that can't be it. So shavim and lo shavim can't be equal to meizid and shogeg. Then also, if you want to tell me, maybe Shavin, right, is like an Asham v'chatat. Help me, what's the question over there? Im Amarta v'chatat v'asham. Oh, that just like Asham v'chatat helps only on. No, but that also back to Shogeg and Mezid. I think that's what Rashi says over here. V'im kain my kamar hainu hach. Exactly the same things, right? Okay, I think that's what it says, right? Ella kiha de ula. So what's really going on over here? Like what Ula says. This is what we speak about Shavim. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ula said to Rabbi Yochanan, achal chaylev v'hifrish korban. A person ate chaylev. Right, and now it's Isur, and he set aside a korban to go bring the korban. But obviously, he ate chaylev v'shogeg. Right, now he put aside a korban to go and do kapara for his shogeg. V'hemir dato. Look at this, it's unbelievable. And in the middle, he sets aside the korban. He's walking up to the bed. I'm just saying to myself, what am I, meshuggah? This is rubbish. This Yiddish God, this Judaism. I don't want to be a Jew anymore. And he chucks it all up and he goes away. And then a few days later, I don't know, maybe he starts, I don't know, he overcomes himself. V'chazarbo. And he does proper tshuva. Hoyel v'nidche yidche. Korban is ois. The moment you are hemir dato and you abandon that korban, you can't not bring that korban back. Right? Korban v'nidche yidche. Why? Right? Shita mekubetzer over there. That's not that. Right? So it says, nehide yidche korban. So I don't understand. What's going on over here? I understand the korban. He can't use that same korban, let's say. About Gavra Bar Kapara, but surely he as a person can do Kapara. Right? Why do we say Hov Nitche Nitche? The guy still wants to do Kapara on that Tchelev. So he says, Ela Shavin. So now we can begin to understand. What does it mean, Shavin or Shavin? Shavin, the Amar, Yechaper Alai Chatati. He says, I want to do the Chatat to work on Kapara for my Chatat. She'ain Shavin, the Amar, Lo Techaper Alai Chatati, Shma Minah. So that's what Yom Kippur works for. Yom Kippur works. This guy here set aside the korban. He wants to do kapara. That korban you can't use, but you can still do kapara, bring another korban. Okay, so that's what shavin means. Shavin means that I want kapara. So a person comes Yom Kippur, and it's actually quite relevant because Yom Kippur is coming up in about how long? About 6 weeks, right? Less than 6 weeks. Less than 40 days. Just over 40 days. Sunday, 40 days, right? What? Moshe is already about to go up to the mountain, or about to go up. He's getting ready to go up to the mountain, right? So I'm saying now, Yom Kippur is coming up. So comes Yom Kippur, you have to have kavona that Yom Kippur will be mechaper, because you have to have. You have done tshuva. If you don't have your kippah to mechaper, then you haven't got ain't no shavin. Your kippah won't work for you. Okay, so the Gemara says v'raminu, but we're saying we got a brayta, which is a bit of a steerer to this. Look at Rashi, yeah. V'raminu, aha detain le'el yom kippah in mechaper el al shavin. We just learned your kippah only works for the shavin. But now look at this brayta, right? This brayta over here comes from a sechet shvuot. Yachol lo yom kippah in mechaper el al shitana bo lo asar bo melacha. וקראו מקרא קודש, לא ניתנה בו, ועשה במלאכה, ולא קראו מקרא קודש, יכול לא יהיה לו כיפורים מחפה. She says, well, will your kippah only work for people who were fasted on that day and didn't do melocha and they read the right parsha, etc.? But lo ניתנה, they didn't fast, they did do melocha, and they didn't read what had to read, all the parshas, etc. Your kippah won't work for them. In other words, your kippah ain't going to work for those who are shavin, not ano shavin. Tamud lomar, yom ha-kippurim, who? The pasuk there says, right, it says like this, וכל מלאכה לא תעשה בעצם היום הזה, Ki Yom HaKippurim Hu. What does it mean Yom HaKippurim Hu? Mikom Makom. Irrespective of you. Yom Kippur the day is Mechaper. So you got a situation now of any Jew comes on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Mechaper. The day of Yom Kippur is Mechaper you. V'travayu Stam Sifrahu. Kashna Dadim. These are both Sifras. Midrashim from Sifra. Right? They are in... Vayikra, right? And now we've got a stereo between the two brighters. The one says only Shavin, and the one says anybody because of Yom Kippur. So I'm Rabbi Elokash. Rabbi says not a kash at all. Ha, and I'm reading now with the correct version of the Kobet. Ha Rebbe Yehuda, Ha Rebbe. He says the one brighter is Rebbe Yehuda, and the one brighter is Rebbe. The Tanya, we've got another brighter, which we can see over here. Also, Masechet Shvuot and in Yoma. Rebbe Omer, Kol averot shebetorah, any averot, bein asa tshuva, bein lo asa tshuva, yom ha-kippurim mechaper. Look at this, eh? It's unbelievable. Rabbi says, all the averot in the tshuva, and when you did tshuva, you didn't do tshuva. Yom ha-kippurim mechaper, other than a few exceptions. Chutz mi porek ol. Look at Rashi, what does it mean porek ol? Porek ol means like abandon the yoke, right? How did that translate in English?
Exactly.
Abandon the yoke. Or abandon, use the word abandon.
No,
hey?
Davest.
Throws off the yoke. Okay, right. Porek ol, look at Rashi. Shel kol ha-mitzvahs. A guy says, I'm not interested in mitzvahs at all. U-megale panim ba-Torah. I'm honest, I'm not 100% sure of this Rashi, yeah? Rashi is megale panim ba-Torah. He says, like, it's doresh ba-agadot shel dofi. In other words, he makes a mockery, I think, is what he explained it, of Midrashei Chazal. Kegon menashe she-omer, ma-ayalo le-moshe lo-mar, v'timna ha-yita pilegesh. Right. In other words, he mocks it, the whole idea of the pilegish, etc. But how did that translate to Megale Panim in English?
Insolence. Speaks with insolence.
Speaks with insolence. And you, Michael?
Impudently reveals facets of the Torah.
Okay, so I don't understand.
Departs from the true meaning.
Okay, in other words, he mezayef a bit, right? Yeah, he manipulates the Torah and mocks it in a manipulative way. Right, okay? Umefer Brit Basar. I imagine that means they have a Brit Mila.
Yeah.
Right? And as I read Mila, Sheim asa tshuva. Now, if these a guy like this, who's porek ol or megale panim, who doesn't have a brit mila, or mefer, could even not give his children a brit mila, maybe even. I'm not sure about that, but maybe mefer brit basar, he might have had a bris, but he might not give his children a bris because he's hefer, right? How can you be mefer? Well, I suppose if you never had a bris, it's a bit for you to give yourself a bris. But maybe, I don't know, any notes over there about also not giving his children a bris?
He refuses to circumcise himself.
Okay, so maybe, all right. Okay? Shem asa tshuva, Yom Kippur mechaper. Ve'im lav, ein Yom Kippur mechaper. So that's why, so we've got over here two brighters. The one brighter says Yom Kippur always mechaper. And Rabbi Yudah, so that's Rebbe. And Rabbi Yudah would tell us that it doesn't always work. It's a machloket, it's not a stira. Rava Amar, so that is the first answer there of Abaya. Rava says no. Hava ha Rebbe. I'll leave it enough. Shall leave it? Okay, they're both Rebbe. Umode Rebbe ba'averot Yom HaKippurim gufei Klomachaper. And they're both Rebbe. So why is the one bright to say Yom Kippur works? The bright says Yom Kippur only doesn't work. Because Rebbe speaking about particular cases. What does Yom Kippur work for? Kippur doesn't work for things that are related to Yom Kippur. For example, on Yom Kippur is a mitzvah of Yom Kippur. If a person is not Mekayim Inui, Yom Kippur can't work for you. But if you did all the other avaris in the world, but Yom Kippur you kept, Yom Kippur will work for you. Okay, that's what he says. Ti lo taima hachi. What? What did he say? I don't know my depth now. Because if you don't say that, in words, then karet to Yom Kippur in the Rebbe, kevin to b'chol shayt to b'shayt to mechaper, hechi mishkachet la. If Rebbe says that Yom Kippur just works as a blanket treatment, then how can you ever be over, and if not, there aren't exclusions on the mitzvahs of the day, then how do you ever be chayav karet for Yom Kippur? Because according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is being mechaper you all the time. So you never fasted. But in a second, every second you're doing kapara on the second before, you didn't fast. And if you're busy doing melocha, so every second he's doing kapara on the melocha you did a second ago. Right? So you can never be chayav karet because the Holy Yom Kippur is busy being mechaper you. So the Gemara gives an interesting answer to this like absurd type of question. It's obviously difficult, not a real question, I think. Right? Look what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, no, my kushya, what's the big deal? The Gemara says, yeah. Right? There's no problem. We've got a solution. I left out a few rashis over here. And yeah, okay, we do, right? Right? Dilma da avad avidata kule lilia. He did melocha the whole night. And now, what do we need for kapara? We actually need the day of Yom Kippur to do kapara. It says, b'chol yoma v'yoma, right? It says, b'chol sha'ata v'sha'ata v'yoma. U'bahade amud ha'shachar mit. And at dawn he died. So his karet is on the work he did the night time because he never had daylight to actually do kapara for him. Right? Lo chaza yamama did a kapara. He never saw light, daytime, to do kapara. So the Gemara says, tainach karet delilia. That actually works only nicely for the karet of the night. So now that works beautifully for a guy who dies in the morning. Okay, so you solved my question now. He got karet for the night time because he hadn't seen daytime. But a guy now who lives in the daytime, how can he get karet according to Rebbe? Right? He says, my kushya, what's your problem? He says, while he was eating the bread over there, right, he choked on a piece of meat and died. Again, he was busy eating. I don't know. Right? He was doing a melocha very close to shkia. Right? And then also, while he was doing his melocha, paske marile shake umit. Something broken, damaged, and killed. All these circumstances basically arise that he never had enough hours in the day to mechaper him, and therefore he died. Okay, like I said, I don't know if we should get too bogged down on that question. Now I'm back to the end of the Mishnah now. So now we saw there on the metame kodshim etc. and shogeg and mezid and asham talui. He said chutz min metame b'kedusha b'bnei shu ba'ola v'yored. And Chachamim say, what? Af ha-megadef. What does it mean, af ha-megadef? Rashi says here very nicely at the last Rashi on Amud Bet, on Amud Aleph of Daf Bet, Mefaresh be-Gemara mai ka'amar. The Gemara will tell us that we finally, all of you have been waiting with bated breaths, we finally get to answer that Rashi now, okay? So now, af ha-megadef. So when it says, my af ha-megadef, what does it mean here, af ha-megadef? Right, Megadev is the person who curses Hashem. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan Shamulei Rabbi Akiva. He says, what's going on over here? Remember, we learned that the Tana of our Mishnah was Rabbi Akiva. And we said all along that all the halachas were Rabbi Akiva. Now Chachamim heard Rabbi Akiva. And what did Rabbi Akiva say? The Tani Baal Ov, the Lord Tani Yidoni. Remember that? We asked that question. We had, and one of the karates over here, we had, and Baal Ov. There was one of the Avodah Zorahs. And then we had a Gemara later on where we said, why didn't we mention Yidoni? Remember that? So that's what's going on over here. There was a discourse between Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva put in there into his Mishnah Baal Ov. and he didn't write Yidoni. Amru le, Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, why did you leave out Yidoni? Why did you only put in Baal Ov, you didn't put in Yidoni? The law mighty Korban, is it because he hasn't bring a Korban? Now why wouldn't a Baal or a Yidoni bring a Korban? Mishum the late Bay Maase. Because there's no real action in Yidoni, right? What is Yidoni? How do we explain Yidoni? It was putting a bone in his mouth or something, right? How do we say, what was Yidoni? Right? We said that, okay. Right? What was Yidoni? That's right. That's what it was, right? We stuck a bone in his mouth, right? Like he didn't really do any maase. We wanted to say that maybe the bone was the maase, whatever, up, etc. Right? So it says there, Mishum delayed by maase. If that's the reason, then Megadef nami delayed by maase. So it's Chachamim who say, leave out Megadef. Right? Chachamim afa Megadef. Right? To leave out, you see there, Chutz bin Matame Migdash Uktav Ibn Eshu Bole V'yored, you remember, Chachamim Rim, Afa Megadef, he also we leave out of the Shema Torah Chat Yerachem Lose Bishkaga, Yatsa Megadef She'eina Ose Maase. That's the Mishnah there. Right? So that's why it's Chachamim who's saying leave out Megadef as well from this category because there's no Maase and therefore, right. So that is basically what the Mishnah meant over there where it said, Megadef may be korban. So we got a bright that says Megadef may be korban. See that Rabbi Akiva didn't leave out Megadef. It was Chacham who left out Megadef. Rabbi Akiva says, bring Megadef. And you know what? How are we doing for time, Rabbi? Ooh, no, not well. V'omer, right? And Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says, you do bring it. V'omer, and he says more than that. V'nasacheto, the pasuk over there, right? The second last pasuk of the Amud says, V'el b'nei Yisrael t'daber le'mor ishish ki yekarele lohav. You curse your God, v'nasacheto, right? V'nasacheto, v'isha shehu tahor u'v'derech lo hayav. Okay, v'nasacheto. What do you mean v'nasacheto? That therefore he you curse Hashem. You bring it. You go to pay consequences. So Gemara says, u'klaluhu kol eched dekati be'karet mighty korban. Right. So we assume we're learning a limud over there. By the way, from Korban Pesach to that. If you look, the Gemara brought both sukkim there. V'isha sheish tahor u'v'derech lo hayav chadal Pesach v'nichrata nefeshim yamea. Korban Hashem lo yikriv b'mo'ado chet'o yisa. So you've got a cheto yisa v'nasa cheto exarishava between those two to learn karet. If you're wondering where karet suddenly came from, okay? Because even the Shittu Mekubetzet, Mesul HaShas, that changes the pasuk and says not v'omer v'nasa cheto. If you look at that Mesul HaShas kaf, he says there nusach acher cheto yisa. He actually brings the pasuk here from the Korban Pesach. Okay, because that's the makor for karet. So the Gemara says, "What well, uklalu who called hechad the kati by karet mighty korban?" You trying to tell me anything? You have karet bring a korban because Rabbi Akiva says that you bring a korban, right? Chacham says you don't bring a korban for Megadef. Rabbi Akiva says you do because it's karet. So he says that the klal, but ha pesach umidah dechtiv behu karet v'lo mighty korban, and that's our makorvot pesach and Mila, you don't have a korban. What's the Nachikam? Megadef may be korban. Why is Megadef may be korban? This is going to Rabbi Akiva. Hoyil v'neemar uva vo karet bimkom korban. Did Rabbi Akiva? Right? Because it says uvo yisai v'neemar bo. Sorry, v'neemar ba. I might give a second. The Shita changed it. Hoyil v'neemar bo karet bimkom korban. Did Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says no. Why in Megadef? Because Megadef, instead of korban, it's right into it karet. So that's why it should have actually been korban, right? Look at this. Kesavar migod abayi michtav karet ba'alma uchtiv karet b'makom korban shvamin amati korban. It should have been a classic general karet over here. Why is it written karet in place of its korban? It tells you over here that you bring karet and you're going to get karet and you're going to bring a korban. So it's not a general klal. Shvamin amati korban. Now that v'omer, when he said the Rabbi Akiva, in his second, he said firstly, He said maybe korban hoy v'nemar bo karet, and then he said v'omer, and he also brought the v'omer. Now what's that v'omer? He says now we're discussing the atal rabbanan. Now we got to chachamim. V'achik amar Rabbi Akiva rabbanan. Now we're discussing the issue of the rabbanan. You don't bring a korban. Rabbi Akiva said to rabbanan, Amrito megadef late by maase. You saying to me rabbanan that megadef hasn't got maase. So ma'u megadef. What is a megadef? So Amrulai, so Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, right? That's the Meshitta Mekubetz that adds in the Amrulai. Mevarech et Hashem, right? So what is Megadef? Mevarech et Hashem, meaning curse Hashem. So he says, Ela karet dichtiv lemaita. So what's karet doing there? Right? So Amalei, litain karet lemakalel. Dichtiv lemakalel. Right? He says, no, on the contrary, to tell you karet, not only the korban, to tell you that a makalel is chayev karet. Look at the Mishnah Mekubeta de Zayin. Dichtiv lemakalel, venasa chet'o. Not v'chet'o yisa. He says, venasa chet'o. Right? Uchtiv pesach shayni, chet'o yisa. Mala halak karet afkan karet. That's the gzera shav between Pesach Shani and Megadev. So Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, what are you going to be a korban for? The karet said, no, it's only because of the karet, nothing to do with the korban. Green's a bright. It's Hashem who Megadev. It's Hashem, he curses Hashem. So Issa ben Yehuda says like this, what does it mean he curses Hashem? What's going on over here? I know I've left a lot of these rushes, but I just keep looking at the time over here, and I just can't help it. Okay, we'll come back to the rushes. It says, "Who Megad?" It's the Isi Ben Yehuda Omer. Karam Omer Chaveru. What does it mean? What? What does it mean? What does it mean? Mekaledash et Hashem. In other words, what's the issue of here really so bad? It's a big deal. You cursed Hashem. What does it really difference? It's like this: Kaadam Omer Chaveru Girafta Hakara Vechisarta. What does it mean, girafta? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, girafta, says the reish mitchalefe bedalit. So don't you learn it, girafta, ele gidafta. Right? You see that? Gidafta from a gadef. It's a play on the words. Girafta means you cleaned it. Right? Reish mitchalefe bedalit. He says, kinachte takara minatavshil. You clean the plate from the food of the plate. But the chisarta gamin eitz. In the process, you chopped off a bit of the wood. Well, you didn't just clean, you damaged. He says, that's what kidafta, that's what he says, the way kirafta, karavi chisata. Kasavar megadev mevarech Hashem hu. Right, look at Rashi over there. So megadev hanu mevarech Hashem, umilte rabba avad. It's a big thing you did. The pashat yado ba'ikar. In words, you damaged the ikar. It's not like you just took a bit of food off the plate. You actually damaged the plate. Right, Rabbi Lazar ben Lazar omer no. Kasavar mechaveiro, he says, ven girafta karav lo chisarta. He says, Girafta velo chisart. Look at Rashi. Kasava haynu avedu avad kochavim. Kod meshorer u mezamer avad kochavim. Delav milter rabba hai kulehai. So there's a machloket between Rabbi Lazar, right? And Isi ben Yehuda. Isi ben Yehuda says, is giduf, is lekalel at Hashem. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that megadef means doing avodah zora. And avodah zora seems to be less of a problem than cursing God. Here it's just you didn't do damage to the plate itself. Tanya Idach, we have another bright, this is like this. It quotes the Pasuk there, Pasuk here from Midbar Tetvav. Vanefra she ta'aseh b'yad rama, right, to the haughty hand. Bina ezrach bina ger, et Hashem hu megadef richarev shahim me'ekev rama. You curse God, whatever that means, and you are chayev karet. It says Hashem. Rad bin Azari omer, bo'ovel av nazra katub b'raver. L'chamir omim lo ba'a katub el liten karet, m'varech Hashem. Okay, that's end of the sugya, end of the Mishnah. Finished it all. Now, new Mishnah, Magniti. It's like this. Now, a little bit technical, but it's actually very nice because it's a summary of a lot of halachos which we learned before in Masechet in Seder Kodshim about who's Chayev Korbanot and the Korban. A lot of chazori we'll see. It's very similar to a lot of stuff we learned before. Yesh mevir korban venechal. Some will bring Korbanot and eat. Yesh mevir korbanot, korban ve'eno nechal. And some will bring Korbanot and don't actually eat from those Korbanot. Ve'yesh She'einan, the Shitta changed that. She'einan mevi'ot. Right? And there are those who don't bring at all. So three things we learned in the Mishnah. Those that bring and eat, those that bring and don't, and those that bring korban bichlal. Elu, the Mishnah Shas adds in there, Elu mevi'ot. Korban v'nechal. These are the ones now who bring a korban and eat. This is the first category. Bring korban and eat them. Who are they? Hamapelet kamin behema chayim of Divrei Rabbi Meir. Remember we saw that before, plenty of times. This is a Gemara in Nida, but we've learned it before. All the quotes here are from Nida, but we've seen these Gemaras in other sugyas in Kochim. So a woman who has a miscarriage and what comes out looks like an animal or a bird or a chicken. In other words, it's an odd-looking creature, not very human-looking. Nonetheless, Rabbi Meir still says that she brings a korban like a mapelet, right? The Chachamim omrim, no, ad sheyehebo mitzorat adam. Chavim said, no, it has to have a tzura, a shape, a characteristics of a human. Then, hamapelet sandal, or shilya, or shafir merukam. ויוצא מחותך, וכן שפחה שהפילה מביא הקורא מנך. Another section, okay, also who bring Korban to eat, people have a mapelet, and it looks like a sandal. Remember we had this word before, right? Look at Rashi over here. Mapelet, he says sandal. Vlad hu, אלה שנפחתה צורתו. It's a vlad, but it's not exactly the perfect shape. Okay? But nonetheless, it's still, you can notice it. Or shilia, remember? Or the placenta, right? Is that the right? Mm-hmm. This, and we said, remember we said the other day, we learned it as well the other day. Rashi said, Nami amrinam b'masechet nina b'mapelet, ein shilia below vlad. Remember that klal we learned before? That a placenta, there's no such thing as a placenta out of vlad.
It's the afterbirth.
Right. So even though you can't see the vlad, no. Here, if you have the afterbirth, but that's if you have a baby, though. Here we're talking about if you just don't have a child, you abort, and all you see is the placenta.
Just with the placenta together with amniotic sac.
Yeah,
both,
right. Right, or shafir merukam. What's shafir merukam? Rashi says, yeah. Or shafir merukam. No, we haven't got in the Rashi there. Shafir hainu or havlad merukam. Okay, so it's already been like constituted some sort of skin of the fetus. Vayotze mechutach, or a, you know, something that comes out all in parts, in pieces, chopped up. V'chein, this is an interesting halacha, v'chein shifcha she'epila, a slave who had a miscarriage. Look at Rashi, v'chein shifcha k'na'anit. Not a Jewish slave, a shifcha k'na'anit, right? Gemara parich lamani lamita. The Gemara can ask, what's a chidushya, right? Now, I'm not sure if the word shifcha always means k'na'anit and ama would mean a Yisraelit. I don't know. I don't think so, hey? I think Shifcha can be a Jewish woman as well. I don't know. Anyway. Now the Mishnah says, "Elu meviot ve'ena nechalot." Right? These don't eat. These bring a korba, but don't eat. Hamapelet ve'en yadua ma hepila. You don't know if it's any of these things. Previously we had, you knew what it was. You could see it was a behemah chayva off. Could be mayor, a sandal, a shilia, or a shabim rukam, etc., etc. But then you're not sure what it is. Right? Look at Rashi. V'ein yadua my pillar im tzurat adam v'chayevit. If it's a tzurat adam yichayev or dagim v'chagivim putura, it looks like a fish or some sort of locust type creature, right? Okay, let's not get into too much. Right? We're not sure what it was. Now, ushtei nashim shehipilu, or two women who were together. Now there's a Rashi here. You see, if you look right down at the bottom, it says, "V'chein shtei nashim hipilu b'machvoah." They were in the dark and they were in hiding. Let's say under siege. Okay, we've seen this before as well, right? Let's say that either they were in the Bet-Amidrash area or they were under siege, and they both miscarried. Achat mimin patur v'achat min chova. One, a shape that would cause you to bring a korban, and one that should be patur from a korban. Right. So now, what's going on over here? I'm Rabbi Yossi, Eimatai. When is this relevant? The man shehalchu zele mizrach vazele ma'arav. They went, each went in their own different ways, so they're both patur, because for each one of them, they're independently bringing, coming to the Amikdash. We're not sure, they both got a safek, so therefore they both don't do it. Aval ima yushtein omdot. If they were together, staying together, so then we don't say they're patur, on the contrary, shtehen meviot korban v'necha. We're going to see in the Gemara that they're not going to both bring everything. They're going to bring the chovot and the chatat. They can't. It's, and they're going to make a tnai. We'll see in the Gemara get a bit more complicated, right? Why are you smiling?
That's what Rashi says.
Right. Is that Rashi already there?
The Gemara Mefarish.
Oh, the Gemara Mefarish. Okay, right. Right. Aval im shtei omdot, the Gemara Mefarish my avdan. Right. Okay, we'll see what it is. Right. Mevir korban v'nechal. Elu she'ein meviot, these who don't bring at all. Hamapelet shapir malei mayim, if it's got a placenta full of water, or malei dam full of blood, or malei gninim. Rashi says, yeah, gninim gvanim. They're all different colors. Right? Or hamapelet gemin dagim echagim eshkotim v'remasim. You miscarry something that looks like fish or locusts or some sort of crawlies. Or hamapelet yom arbaim, on the 40th day. Now, just quickly, we're going to see it in the Gemara. Just a quick repetition, we learned this, right? When a woman gives birth, see if it's a male, she's 7 days tamea. Then she's got 33 days that she can't come to the Beit HaMikdash, eat kochim, but it's dam tohar. She's muteret to her husband, remember? And on the then, so we've got 33 and 7, and 33 and 7, on the 40 days, and on the 41st day she brings a korban. If she were as a girl, it's double. 14 days she's tamea, and then from then on, for 66 days, she's got dam tohar, she's asur to barabitas, but she's mutar to her husband, she can fall pregnant again. Right? And then we got 66 plus 14 is how much? Is 70. 80. 80. Then 80. On the 81st day, she brings a korban. Okay, so here we're saying...
That's after birth, isn't it?
That's after she's given birth.
But this is before.
No, this is hamapelet yom arba'im. This is the second birth. You'll see it in a second. Rashi can explain. Right. You'll see it in a second. This now, if she has a fetus on the 40, if she has a miscarriage on the 40th day after she had given birth 40 days ago, she fell pregnant again very quickly. Right? They said she was only asur to her husband for 7 days. On the 8th day... Brak, she fell pregnant again, and now 30 days later she has a miscarriage. Not uncommon to have a miscarriage in the first 30 days. Okay. V'yotzei dofen or a cesarean birth would be patur from korbanot, and Rabbi Shimon mechayev b'yotzei. Rabbi Shimon says now you chayev and yotzei dofen. Okay, next Gemara. Shivche minala. Where did about what's the shivche story? The Gemara Tanah b'nei Yisrael. Ain't the b'nei Yisrael. I know about b'nei Yisrael only that they chayev giyoret b'shivche minayin. How do we know about a shivche and a giyoret? Isha, all Isha. It's almost like a perfect. The my v'chein shivcha. So we understand that now because it says Isha. She's a woman. But what do you mean v'chein shivcha? Why do we have to say also shivcha? It's like nobody have thought. Kiyam minan kol mitzvot she isha chayev ba eved chayav ba. We know that a woman, that an eved is a chayev in the same mitzvot of a woman, right? How do you mean? V'vash sheshave ba ben ishu ben isha. So we'd have thought that only applies to female slaves, like men slaves. In other words, women slaves and men slaves are chayiv in all the mitzvahs that a man is chayiv in. A man doesn't bring a korban if he gives birth. Right? Even if he gives birth, he wouldn't bring a korban, I would imagine, right? So if a man is in chayiv in a shivcha also would be chayiv in a korban like a shivcha. Aval yoledet, benashim ita, benashim, anashim ne'im. No, eime lo techayiv shivcha, therefore, achi tan a shivcha. That's what it is. Say, also shivcha. You might have thought a shivcha would be excluded from this mitzvah of the mitzvah. Okay, anyway, vein korban. Now these bring korban. So the girl says, "My avdi." Now we're discussing about these two women over here, who they one had a chayev, one had a was patur. So the girl says, "They're my avdi." Look at Rashi very quickly. My avdi, my avdane, says Rashi. She says that we're talking about to Rabbi Yossi. Okay, because it was Rabbi Yossi who said. Bisman shalchu zeh lemizrach vazeh lemara. But if they were together, they would say, "That's like Rabbi Yossi talking about." Ma'atin tarvayu chad korban meshta. They bring one korban for the two of them. Okay, so yiknu chatata off, right? Chada the safek. Now Rashi, the shita there changes that and the Mishra Shas to safek, not vadai. Right? They bring one chatata off between the two of them as a safek, and olata off each one brings. Right. So actually, between the two of them, they bring three korbanot. Each one brings an ola, and they bring together a chatat. Right? Now, what do they do? Ubetnai, says Rashi. They make a tnai. She'im eina chayevet tenadava. The ola is not a problem. If the ola is going to get burnt, the whole thing, no one's going to eat it, right? So if the ola is, if the woman who was patur, who was never in chayev, she says, you know what, my ola is in a dava. You can't make it a dava. We saw the other day as well. You can't bring a chatat as a nedava. So you got a problem. So we say like this, ulachi maitu tarvayu chatat off. That's why together they bring one off. And they're biding between the two of them. Umatnin, they make it nice as follows. Imani chayevet. So the one woman says, if I'm chayev, ye chelka machulali. And im at chayevet yechelki machulach. Each say, if I'm chayev, then your portion is mine in that chatat. And the other one says, if I'm chayev, your portion is mine. And I'll forgive you, right? Umima nafshach havia melikatak shaira. Now the melika, remember, because melika otherwise the coins, if it's a chulin, so it becomes an avela. So now, since we know one of them is at least chayev, and they've each said to the other, if I'm the one who's chayev, your half is mine. So therefore, this off has got a din of a chiyuv. We're just not sure who it belongs to, but the off is 100% chayiv. The malika is a perfectly good malika. Okay? That's how it works. All right, let's carry on the Gemara. So let's read the Gemara now quickly. Matin tarvayu chad korban vada, one korban. Chad of safek and chav safek, umatin make a tnai. So the Gemara is like, Zumi itlai Rabbi Yossi tnai. Rabbi Yossi, that you obviously hold you can make tnaiim. But I haven't got a mishra, Rabbi Shimon omer, meviot shnein chatot achat. Rabbi Yossi omer, en shnein meviot chatot achat. Almer Rabbi Yossi itlai tnai. What's going on over here? Amar Rashi later, sorry, later. Rabbi says, because Rabbi Yoshi says that they bring between them one chatat. Rabbi Yoshi says, no, they can't each bring together one chatat. So Rabbi Yoshi doesn't allow the Tanai. So how can you tell me Rabbi Yoshi says bigitas? Amar Rabbi says like this. More Rabbi Yoshi with Mechusa Kapara. Rabbi Yoshi says, no, as a rule, you can't make a Tanai. Right? He says, you can't make a Tanai. But when it comes to Mechusar Kapara, you can make a Tanai. What is Mechusar Kapara? Look at Rashi. What's good? Rabbi says you can make a tanai if the whole purpose is not a chatat. You're not making a tanai here on a kotch, you're making a tanai to enable you to do something. So the whole idea here is, what's the korban? Why do women bring a korban after your ledit? There's no chatat, they don't really do an aveira. But without the korban, they can't go into the Beit HaMikdash. They don't become tahor for the kotchim. So it's really list ishtri. It's an enabling katan of korban. In a korban like that, it's an enabler. Rabbi Yossi will agree. V'chankat Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi v'muchusa kapara. Okay. Then we said, let's, you know, we'll go up to the Mishnah. We'll finish off the Mishnah. We'll start this new Mishnah book. I think the Abchis is a little bit shorter, if I'm correct. So what says, ma taima hatam, he says, gavra bai yediya. So this is like this. V'chankat Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi v'muchusa kapara. Why? He says, hatam, gavra bai yediya. תכתיב או הודה אליו חטאתו, הלכך לא מייטי ומתנין. אבל אחר כי מתיין נשים קורבן, להשתרו יהיה בחילת קודשים, כדי לספר את ההיא, ויוסי אומר, כל חטאת שהיא באה על חטא, אין שתיים מביאות אותה. But it's on חטא. But if it's only an enabler, there it would be okay. אלו שמביאות, רבי שמעון מחייב ביוצא דופן, on a סזירים, but by time, רבי שמעון say, יחייב, אמר יש לקיש, אמר קרא, ואם נקבה תלד. It says, ve'im nekevat, look at Rashi here. What does it mean, ve'im nekevat teled? Havele lemichta, ve'im nekevahi. What does it mean, nekevat teled? So, ve'im nekevahi. So, it says, rabot ledachid, include all other leaders. So, it says, mahi, what is it? The example, yotzei dofed. Shrabanan, my time, why Rabbanan say, you don't bring a korban? Amarabi mani barapatish, isha ki tazriya ve'yalda, it says. She has to do, go for pregnant, ve'yalda. So, ad she teled makom she mizrat, she has to give birth from the same place as she fell pregnant. It goes to the package deal. You don't do that, you don't. Okay, we finished.